Pilot UFO Sighting Caught from an Air Traffic Control Feed by Charles Lear. The FAA has been historically closed-mouthed when it comes to pilot UFO sightings, and pilots often avoid filing official reports, as they can be damaging to one's career. However, with the availability of live air traffic control feeds, such as liveatc.net, listeners have occasionally come upon pilots talking about a sighting in real time. This recently happened to the operator of the YouTube site, Flight Simulator Fantasy, who posted a short containing the audio in mid-February. Given the nature of the site, the audio is most likely genuine. The posting on FSF received limited news coverage. There is an article by Tom McGee posted February 28, 2024, on the website of the Daily Star headlined, American Airlines Pilots Chilling UFO Radio Call as Mystery Craft Went 180 in Seconds. The article contains information from the FSF site, including transcripts of key moments where the pilots describe what they're seeing. According to McGee, the news outlet reached out to Harrisburg Airport, the flight's destination, for comment. The best information comes from the posting. While YouTube postings are always suspect, this site is devoted to flight simulation, and in the instance of the posting, the operator was using Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020 with a live ATC feed. In a small window showing an American Airlines American Eagle, an Embraer ERJ-145, over an image of the area with a flight tracking graphic, there is the date, February 12, 2024, over the departure and destination locations of Boston and Harrisburg. The flight tracker shows the flight number as AA5795, and a check using FlightAware showed that the flight departed the gate at Boston's Logan International Airport at 6:30 p.m. and arrived at Harrisburg International Airport at 8:16 p.m. The plane is identified as an Embraer ERJ-145. The description of the sighting is extraordinary. This is the first exchange.
Well, you're going to think I'm crazy. It's something that just went from right to left to right in a blink and then flashes lights 3-4 times and vanished.
Okay, well, I had an airplane cross from right to left, E-175, and now there's another one, a 777 up there high off the right side that descended to 28. That might be those two aircraft, I'm not sure.
This thing went 180 degrees in like a second.
Oh, goodness. All right. Yeah, let me know if you see it again. We'll make a report.
According to the Star, a second pilot from the same plane adds more details, but this writer believes it's the same pilot speaking in a higher pitch because he's excited. This is that exchange.
Well, the details, it literally went from one coast to the other in front of us, and then it went up like 30 degrees, turned off its lights or whatever it had. It looked like it's a bright orangey thing, and then since we spoke to you last, it flashed us like 3-4 times, but we are still looking at it now.
The third exchange involves a different traffic controller.
If I was to give you a traffic call?
I would say probably 60-80 miles in front of us, and it looks like it's coming, I don't know, it's flashing towards us, but it is definitely not an airplane. It doesn't have a strobe lights or anything on it. It's just this bright orange going on and off. Yep, this definitely wasn't an airplane.
There's another instance on the FSF site of a pilot UFO sighting recorded on February 28, 2024. The posting is titled, Flying Too Fast to Be a Balloon. Pilot Spots UFO While Flying in New Jersey. There is a picture of a small private plane over an image of the area. This is that exchange.
Would you have anything on the scope that was about, if we were beside it about a minute ago, probably 200 feet away?
November 205, Foxtrot Golf, negative. I'm not showing any. The closest traffic I'm showing to you right now is about 1 o'clock and 7 miles opposite direction, 4,000 feet.
There was some, like, I don't know what it was, but it was, like, shiny and chrome and flew right by us, like, real small.
Okay, so possibly UAS?
That's what I would consider it, yes.
Okay, and how long ago was it? How far behind?
Probably about 2 minutes ago, and it was, I would say, within 1,000 feet, like, lateral.
Were you able to get a good look at it if it was, like, a quadcopter or some sort of, like, an aircraft-looking UAS?
It looked like there was no, I didn't see any wings on it, no rotors. It just looked like it was shiny, round, and chrome.
Pilot balloon, maybe?
It's flying too fast to be a balloon.
Do you have a size, approximate size of whatever that, either UAS or UAP is?
We were just discussing that. I was thinking probably around the size of a bathtub for 205 Foxtrot Golf.
You said a bathtub?
Correct.
Roger.
So while the media coverage of the first report was somewhat cursory, and the second report was neglected altogether, at least we've been alerted to a potential source for future reports. Charles Lear is the author of The Flying Saucer Investigators, available at Amazon.com.